Hey, what's up, everybody? Listen, don't change the channel. And before you may go ahead and change the channel anyway, before you do, let me tell you why you should keep it locked on SOAR Radio. Because your outspoken, transparent radio personality that comes on Friday during this time is getting ready to come on. That's right. The Lady Boss Radio Show is getting ready to come on. I have some trending topics. A little opinionated stuff I want to share with everybody. So keep it locked here. We're getting ready to come on like literally now.
What's up, everybody? It's Courtney Williams with Life is Court on YouTube, and you're listening to The Lady Boss Show with Veronica Charnell. What's up, SOAR Radio? I am gospel recording artist Talesia. You can follow me on Instagram at Talesia Music, and you are listening to The Lady Boss Radio Show with Veronica Charnell. God bless.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy Friday. I am so glad that I am here and I'm alive and I can, and my eyes have behold the sun and I'm in the land of the living. Yes, your ears is not playing tricks on thee. It is me, it is she, it is wah. I know for 2 weeks everybody been hearing, just listening to just the music flow and that's it. But I told y'all I'd do that sometime. But I have not abandoned SOAR Radio. I have not abandoned my show. I wouldn't do that. Whatever for. If does that even make sense? But you know what I'm talking about. So everyone, how are you doing? Season Saints? How have my Season Saints been? Of course, today I'm going to have some trending topics. Especially something that Biden recently signed into law. I want to talk about that. There's my little things going on. If you are up north, especially along the East Coast or in the South with me, have anybody ran into any of those cicadas? I'm thankful I have not ran into now. If I do, one better not fly into my window like what happened to a cicada flew into the window, hit his face, and he crashed his car. I would be pissed in a Christian manner. There's a level of upset and pissed that Christians, the people of God, we're allowed to be. It is. He said, you can get angry, but sin not. Pray for me with the sin not part. That's the part that I lack. Well, listen, I hope I got somebody thinking, got somebody smiling. Listen, we're going to get into the music. And then we're going to come back and do like I usually do. If you are new, I forgot to mention. I just came right on in, didn't I? I am Veronica Charnell, and you're listening to the Lady Boss Radio Show.
shaken. I will not be moved. Even in the chaos, I know that you're good. You're the keeper, protector. It is you that holds us together.
Running back to you. No! thankful folks in the house tonight. If you're thankful, get on your feet. Let's help out together with thankful.
All right, everybody, welcome back, welcome back. Well, you know, y'all know. Listen, I don't feel like singing my whole little to-do that I usually do. I want to start talking, getting into the trendy topics. Not going to be before you long, church. You know, I like to do these. I like to talk about what's happening in the world, not just in the United States. And you know, I'm going to put my not my 2 cents, I'm going to put my $1.75, sometime my $5 worth of an opinion into these topics. So the first one, I have to talk about it because if you're on Twitter and if you love Twitter to get updated on what's happening like right now, Twitter is the place for me. So I got a tweet saying Biden signed into law that making it a federal holiday. What? That June 19th. So according to CBS News, this is the source that I'm reading. Thursday, President Biden signed into law a measure that makes June 19th or Juneteenth a federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. Vice President Harris, too, marked the White House event with remarks. While, you know, she's going to usually like introduce Biden. The bill, the Juneteenth Independence Day Act, headed to Biden's desk after it overwhelmingly passed the House on Wednesday and the Senate on Tuesday. Now it says here 14 Republicans. This is opposed the legislation in the House. While it was passed by a unanimous voice, a vote in the Senate. I am shocked. I know the Democrats is in control, but they did only saying here 14 Republicans didn't want to pass it. I wonder why. Should that be a holiday that you're ending slavery? Maybe in their hearts and their mind, they feel technically we can't put you in shackles, but we can create systems and laws that can still bind you guys up. Maybe they don't want this federal law to start changing the face of the United States. When you make things into a federal law, of something big, especially when you make something federal on a level that, hey, slavery is over, and you have some, let's go ahead and say it, some white people who don't give a fluke about your brown skin that's in the public administration system, that's in the federal government. Well, that's just federal, state, local, heck, them kind is basically, we know, is scattered about. But I am so glad I call Biden my granddaddy. Yes, I know he's white. Therefore, he is, let me tell you something. I ain't never call a white person, especially a white male, from my mother's time. Okay? He's from that time. He's from that time. Do I need to say it again? A granddaddy. There's a reason why I call him that. See what he did? Don't you tell me that granddaddy is not for the people. The Democrats is for the people. It's for the people. I'm so glad that it is a federal holiday. There's a little video this guy in boots dancing to Mary J. Blige music. He calls himself celebrating Juneteenth. So that has been my mood all the way. That's going to be my mood every year, all the way up to June 19th. You hear? All right, let's carry on. The Supreme Court on Thursday releases highly anticipated decision on a challenge to the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. By a 7-2 vote, the court rejected the Republican-led challenge to the law. Praise the Most High God, right? Justice Stephen Breyer wrote the majority opinion, saying that challengers, Texas and other Republican states, and two individuals did not have legal standing to sue, meaning they couldn't show that they were harmed by the law. He was joined by Chief Justice John Roberts, as well as Chief Justice Clarence Thomas and all the other justices. Thank God we got them as Supreme Court judges, huh? My thing is this. How come it's always like Republican-led, these states and these people, whatever. How come they have a tendency to challenge and try to rip apart and throw away anything that is helping people on a masses that, whose income level does not match theirs? Or what we call like society or social class. How come they're always challenging something that's actually helping people? Why some Republicans did not challenge anything dealing with the racism in the U.S.? Why there hasn't been a challenge with building a wall, and how much did that wall cost? Why there has not been a challenge or something that they're trying to put in place as far as convicting Trump? Why there hasn't been a challenge with January 6th? Somebody help me out on that one. I mean, really. That's all I got. That's what I'm saying pertaining to that. I don't understand why. They don't challenge anything dealing with poverty. They don't challenge anything dealing with, hey, we need to empower the people who are less fortunate or whatever, and let's see if we can move them up. They don't even challenge how blacks were treated. They don't challenge what happened back to Black Wall Street. That don't make any sense to me. Y'all, I'm saying, it just don't make any sense to me. So let's move on to the next topic. I'm trying to kind of speed up a little bit because I want to get back into the music flow as well. So BuzzFeed News is reporting, and this is the source that I'm reading, a Minnesota man has been charged with intentional second degree murder after driving while drunk into a group of people protesting police brutality, according to a criminal complaint filed Wednesday. Now, this is something that happened up in Minneapolis. His name is Nicholas David Cross? I don't know how to pronounce it correctly, but it's K-R-A-U-S is his last name. He's only 35 years old. purposely accelerated into a barricade that was blocking off the street where protesters were gathered Sunday night to protest the death of Winston Smith, a black man killed by an undercover sheriff deputy on June 3rd, according to the complaint. Now, the activist, Deanna Marie, she was 31, was killed. So he killed one woman and two others was injured. Was that really necessary? And yes, he was a white male that did this, for those who may be wondering. I mean, typically, everybody who drives into a group of protesters or so far have been white. Now, why would you want to drive? I don't understand this. Why you want to drive into the crowd because they're protesting being mistreated? This, what kind of world is this becoming? I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. I feel like we're all up in the book of, is it 1st or 2nd Timothy? When they begin to speak up, it's going to become a time when people's hearts is wax cold. I know some of the preachers been saying that time is now, it been that way. He talks about signs of the end, and he talks about they have itching ears, but it's more now than ever before. It's like Jesus getting ready to knock on the door for real, for real. I mean, nowadays people are just doing anything, these brutal, these cold-hearted acts, and they're just walking away like, so what? I don't care. It's like, oh my God, like, what in the heck do they have in them? This is why sometimes the old school saints, the seasoned saints, may say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you, binding the devil up, or even saying, going as far as they have a demon in them. The facial expression on these people's faces, look at their mugshots, and just stand back and examine the movement. It's terrible. It reminds me, like, no wonder Christ said this world is not his home. No wonder he said that. We know that he, you know, he's human and divine. His purpose was to do what he did and get on back down the road, get where he come from. But it's like people are not thinking about, hey, what goes around comes around, or I may weep what I sow. It's like people are not thinking, hey, there's a God there that's looking at me. Like these folk who do these things that make you shake your head on the news. How many news reports have you heard, if we can be honest, and you just shook your head like, what? Not even taking a second thought, just doing it. Don't even care. Don't even care because how they view that person. The person must don't mean squat to them. It can't be, because anything that you love and like, you're not going to mistreat. Can I get a witness? Before we get back into the music, I want to share this thought. So it's like a temporary, you know, sometimes I have to do like empowerments and talk about scriptures and what the Lord showed me. And then I like to share that. And then I also do trending topics and stories like I just did. But there's this thought that has come to me. I don't know if any of you ever experienced this. Sometimes I really feel that people need assistance in opening their eyes up in this matter. We are all, in a sense, naked before God, naked before the Trinity that bear record in heaven. He sees everything. He never sleeps. The Bible said he never slumbers. He's omnipotent and he's omnipresent God. There is nothing that catches him by surprise. Ecclesiastes said that there's nothing new under the sun. These scriptures, many of us have been hearing over and over and over. These things come from ancient time and is still being passed from generation to generation. Everybody know that God is so holy, and everybody know, even those who don't serve him, you know enough that I don't need to be tampering with him too much. Let me kind of explain a little bit. My mother disagrees with me. She's like, Veronica, why would you say something like that? I'm gonna tell you why she said that. Anybody gonna do that? You know how sometimes it's easy for people to lie to people. It's easy for people to say things and to do things and just blurt out anything. You know, old saying was, sticks and stones may break my bones, but your words ain't gonna hurt me. I beg to differ. I don't believe that. Not one bit. The truth is, a lot of times people's actions and their words can really damage us. It can really hurt us. And so a lot of times, if that person choose not to get it right with you, because some people is stuck on this principle of, oh, time takes care of a lot of things. Oh, they'll get over it. Oh, not now. Just like later on, it's going to be something different. That person still have that scar in the memory of what happened. Am I right or wrong? Unless God snatched their memory. They're suffering from memory loss or Alzheimer's. I'm going to even say it, maybe even dementia. If that's not the case, this is reality. I like to speak in terms in a way that's just the flat out truth. If they don't have dementia, Alzheimer's, and not suffering from memory loss, they remember. That person may have had to just mask it, throw it underneath a rug, throw it underneath a blanket, and push themselves to go on. But every time they think about it, I guarantee you, they will shake their head or get quiet when they start thinking how this was said to me, that was done to me, and how I was treated. And sometimes the brain will even allow you to go through more than 6 months, more than a year of what has taken place. It's like your brain begin to reflect on, I actually been going through this. You actually been treating me like this. Yeah. Time takes care of a lot of things. But the Bible speaks about getting it right with your brother and sister. It talks about, don't even bring me a gift. He says, drop your gift, go get it right, then come back and offer it up to me. So where does time takes care of stuff come from? It's a way for that person not to get it right. It's a way for that person not to put on the big boxes or the big girl panties and go do what you're supposed to do. That's the bottom line. It's a cop out. It's a cheap way out before the Lord. And God is looking at this. Sometimes people just run their mouth, just say things they do because they feel I'm grown. I can. I'm like this. Okay. So you're saying this is the case, or you're saying you feel this way, or you're saying you're going to do this, or this and this and that. You know what I would do now? What I've been doing? I'm like, okay, now present that to the Lord. Go talk to Jesus about it. Go bring that to God. And I will tell people, I'll be like, I don't mind. I'll be like, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible when the sons of God came to present themselves. So that they came and present themselves and stood in front of God. The Bible says Satan came also. It clearly separates the two, right? And then there's a scripture that said, present yourself as a living, but your body, yourself, as a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable. So it's like it's the act of coming to God. We know He's almighty, God, all power. He wants us to come to Him. He wants us to talk to Him. He said, if you're heavy laden, if you're sick, you got issues, worry, come bring it to me. He wants us to do that. He wants a relationship with all of us because His desire is that for nobody to perish. But it's something when a person sits there and run their mouth, declare the reason why you did this and say all these things, do all this stuff and say, I want this. Or I'm just giving examples to kind of stay with me. Okay. Just think about the different situations you have been in, the interactions you have been in with individuals, even yourself. And you said, this is what I want. God said this, blah, blah, blah. I'm gonna do this. I don't care. Blah. Then have them, for an example, think about it. What will you do, or what will that person do, if I say, now take what you just said and go tell God directly? When I say that, it's a pause. Why is it a pause? You just finished. You don't premeditate this thing out. You got your whole rhythm. You in a habitual habit or whatever. I'm just throwing out stuff to kind of give you a better understanding of where I'm coming from. You don't say, I'm going to do this, blah, blah, blah. This is what it is, blah, 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 right? But when it comes to bringing this to God and tell God, this is what you want and this is what you're going to do, and it's, oh God, this is what I'm trying to do. Can you help me out? If you are hindered, or you ever find someone that don't want to talk to the Lord about it, then there's something wrong with it. This thought came to me the other night. Why are you working on something or going towards something that you can't even present to the Lord about? That you don't even want to bring to Him in prayer? That means you already know what's wrong, right? And the Lord began to deal with me. He said, anytime, it's two things into one. The first thing is, number one, He said, Veronica, anytime somebody will say things to another person, it's one thing to say it to another person, but He said, it's something totally different when you bring it to me. He said, that's why you see people who don't even serve me. They know better. They won't even bring it to me because they already know what the answer will be from the jump. So why make excuses? Why justify your actions to another person? He sees us anyway, is what I'm trying to say. If you don't bring it to Him, He still sees you. He still hear you. He still know your thought. People think, if I don't bring it to God, He doesn't know. Are you kidding me? All of us is going to be judged by the actions. All of us are going to be judged. All of us have to give an account. Unfortunately, that's not changing. Even those who don't believe in Him, they're still going to give an account. They'll find out later. The second thing is, real quickly, I'm going to play my next song. The Lord said, He began to show me something. I just want you to be empowered. I want you to think about what I'm saying. Just think about this now, okay? He says, number two, He said, anytime you see people are hindered to come to Him about it, they know that there's something significant about Him. It's amazing how, have you ever ran into people who don't really serve God, but they know better than to do certain things, bring God in certain things, or do certain, they completely don't even consider God. They don't consider Christ. They don't consider the Holy Ghost. Let me give you a brief example. Because they know there's His deity and His power. He's nothing to play with. For an example, some people do witchcraft, child. Would you believe that some people are still doing that Shaka Zaka Zulu crap and sprinkling dust and still getting pictures and still trying to collect hair strands or something of the possession of that person and still trying to throw out curses? They don't even, why do that? Won't you just ask the God that can do anything in all things? There's nothing He cannot do. So why are people still making voodoo dolls, doing witchcraft, speaking evil against you, and don't want you to see? And are you stupid, God? I'm not even going to ask for repentance. I'm going to be blunt. Are you stupid? You can skip all that and go straight to the God that He can do anything. You don't got to ask somebody to do nothing for you. Won't you go to Him? And God began to show me something. If a person do not come to me, that's how you know they're wrong from the jump. And therefore, it be a sin. So we need to stop. We need to be careful. Because sometimes in this world will get us all balled up and wrapped up into some crap we have no business being in. If you can't bring it to Him in prayer, if you can't freely ask the God that has laid His life down on the cross, was resurrected on the third day so we all can have the right to the tree of life, especially to the Gentiles, everybody who's not a Jew, you got a right to the tree of life. Why you can't come to Him in prayer? What you're afraid of? Honey, when that hit me, I said, oh, I didn't really do that. I'm just playing. But it hit me so hard when he's teaching me stuff. Have you ever been taught by the Lord with no pastor, with no bishop, and with nobody? I talk to Him so much. That's probably why He pours back into me. If you haven't had a conversation, try it for a month. Just start talking to Him. Let's just keep talking to Him. Say good morning. You'd be surprised how He comes back and start talking to you. Because I'm spending time with Him. Another thing, you know, the adversary ain't going to like that. So he may try to come for you. But that's all right. I will continue to talk to the Lord. I just said that a little bit so you can think about it. I wanted to share that because that's what He gave me. I was like, shoot. If you tell me this is the reason why you're doing something, but you won't looked towards heaven and confessed it unto God, you lied. And you know you're wrong. And you know better. I pray that everybody get to a point of growing up. Like Paul said, when I was a child, I thought like a child, I spoke like a child, I act like a child. But Paul said, when I became a man, this is why I don't call all males men, okay? I may say something else that I may not need to say on the Christian station, but pray for me. It's a species that my mother says, and other people say I shouldn't say, so I'm not going to say it. I'll just say male. Everybody's not a man. It's because you're born of a male. Because Paul said, but once, I'm going to say that, I became. So there's a growth, there's a stage of growth. Once I became a man, I put all that away. I shouldn't be doing what I did in my teenage years. I shouldn't be thinking, you don't put away the Spider-Man draws. You put away your games. You put away, ladies, we put away the Barbie dolls. We're grown now. And when we're grown, we have, not only you have to man up, we have to woman up. A lot of that stuff shouldn't even be. That's all I'm saying. And the Lord began, that's what he began to deal with me with. If you look at it, he's always kind of do a spot check. If they can't come to me with it, they know they're wrong. Let's get back into the meeting.
Hey, my man, pass me that bag of corn nuts. Thank you, brother. Mm-hmm. My favorite. What's up, everybody? It's your man, Baby Dub. I brought my Mob Block family here with me today. We got a message for you here. I know you go through some tough stuff in your life, you know, and seems hard, unfair, unjust, but I want you to know all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. That's right. Hey, sing.
Everything's working.
Yeah.
Working.
Uh-huh.
Everything's working out. For me, it's working.
Say it again.
Everything's working.
That's right.
Working.
Hey.
Everything's working out. For me, it's working.
Mary, Mary, talk to me.
Trouble in my life.
I'm good.
And I'm trying not to cry.
I'm good.
At night, even though it don't feel good,
up against the ropes,
strength is running low.
Don't quit working out with your personal trainer. All you gotta do is keep it th- thoughts way up. It's gonna take some adjusting, but don't trip, cause you're guaranteed a must win. Don't quit.
It may not feel good while it's working, but guess what? You gon' come out of that thing and be better than you were when you went in. Yeah, 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 come on. So I need all my people who believe in sad.
All right, y'all, it's about that time. Let the music play. Hey, listen, it's time for me to get on down and get where I need to go. I hope you enjoy the music, hope you enjoy the show, and I hope no one didn't think I didn't just abandon my people. I wouldn't do that. If you're just tuning in, or if you forgot who you've been listening to, my name is Veronica Chanel, and you've been listening to the Lady Boss Radio Show. We come on every week, every Friday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Any other time zone, I really don't feel like calculating that in my head right now, but you just adjust accordingly. So I hope everybody have a great and safe weekend. I heard that this Delta variant that was in India has made its debut, which I figured was going to happen. I figured it, which is why I did not take off my mask. I'm fully vaccinated. But I still wear my mask because I feel it's too soon. And that's one of the reasons why. I just don't know what's getting ready to jump off, and I don't want to be a part of the jumping off period. So make sure you stay safe and stay healthy, please. We still have to say that. It doesn't seem like it, but technically we're still in a pandemic. And I hope everybody have a great, awesome weekend, especially on Sunday when you go worship the true and living God. Smooches, everybody.